It is next week, right?
23rd.
The 23rd, the
two weeks.
Empty Bowls. Alice Reeves is here from the Mid-City Nutrition Soup Kitchen. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Empty Bowls, this is such a neat tradition. How many years you been doing Empty Bowls?
17th year.
Is this the 17th year for Empty Bowls?
17th year, yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Tell us what it is, first of all. It's a great fundraiser for Mid-City Nutrition. What exactly is it?
Empty Bowls was started in Oxford, Michigan back in the 1980s. As a from art teachers in high school to make their community aware that there are not only people hungry in the world, but there are people hungry in their own community. So the premise is you come in, you get a bowl that was thrown by a local potter, and you take it home empty. For the price for the ticket is $25, and for the $25, what you get is your empty bowl to take home, a homemade bread bowl filled with delicious homemade soup. It's a poverty meal, water, coffee, and cookies for dessert.
There you go. And where is this held?
This year, it's going to be held at Colonial Woods on Pine Grove in Port Huron. This is our first year there. When we started 17 years ago, we were at Woodland School for a year. We outgrew that. And then we went to Our Lady of Guadalupe. We outgrew that. We went to St. Stephen's for, I believe, about 10 years. In the last 3 years, Kevin always said, oh, my God, I hope the fire marshal does not come in, because we had outgrown that facility.
Isn't that great when your fundraiser outgrows the venue?
That's so wonderful. Not only is it wonderful that it's outgrown it, but typically the empty bowls last 3 to 5 years, and we're in our 17th year.
That says a lot about the event and a lot about this community, doesn't it?
It says a lot about this community. We have 17 potters who continuously throw bowls for us every year. And I've said it a million times, there is not another community in the state or in this country as generous and compassionate as St. Clair County.
People believe in the mission of Mid-City Nutrition. Tell us what that mission is and what you do and what's changing at Mid-City.
Mid-City, our mission has always been since 1987 to serve the hungry and the impoverished in St. Clair County. We are the only full-time soup kitchen serving meals 7 days a week. And upcoming, we are moving. We are putting a shovel into the ground this spring.
You said that very definitively.
I said that very definitively.
You're ready to do it, aren't you?
There will be a shovel. People are tired. They want to see a shovel. They want to see a building. And we will put a building up this spring.
All right. With the help of the people that attend Empty Bowls, right?
That's absolutely right.
March 23rd is the date. How do people get tickets for this?
You can get tickets online by going to our website, www.midcitynutrition.org. You can call the church and pick them up there. You can mail us a check and we'll send you tickets. Or you can pick them up at weekends.
Okay, very good. There has always been a need for the soup kitchen. I mean, we've seen the economy up and you've seen it down here in the greater Port Huron area. But regardless of what the economy is doing, how many people are working, there are still those that need the services there.
There will always be those that need the service. The Bible says the poor will always be with us. 90% of the individuals that we serve are mentally ill. 70% of that 90% have a substance abuse problem, and they go hand in hand. I don't believe anybody woke up this morning and said, oh, I think I'm going to be mentally ill, homeless, and maybe I'll substance abuse a little bit. Don't believe that ever happens. And I think it's our responsibility as a community to help take care of those people.
How do you do it? How do you manage to put on a couple of meals a day, every day all year long?
You do it with the help of the volunteers and, again, the generosity of this community. We'll have as many for the daytime meal from 11 till noon, which is a full meal. There will be anywhere from 4 to 8 volunteers that prepare a homemade, made-from-scratch meal. Or from 4 till 5 in the evening, that we'll have 2 to 4, maybe 6 people that will come in. The court works with us to send us community service individuals. We have drivers that drive 5 days a week. Again, it's just an amazing, amazing community.
You work with stores and restaurants as far as the food donations?
Oh, yes, we do. We have Gordon Foods, Country Style Markets, Kentucky Fried Chicken in Marysville, Target, Kroger's, Starbucks, and Lipari Foods, which is one of the largest food distributors in the state of Michigan. We go to Warren once a week and pick up a truckload of food from there.
Yeah.
And what we don't use at the kitchen, we will call other nonprofits and agencies, and they'll come.
That's fantastic. You hate to see food go to waste when there are people in
need. Absolutely. There's no reason for food to go to waste.
March 23rd, Empty Bowls at Colonial Woods Missionary Church. Brand new location this year.
Brand new location. 4:30 till 7. Yes.
All right. Great. Alice, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Paul. And thank you to your listeners. And have a very blessed day.
You as well. Thank you.